You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. In the United States, environmental crises often highlight systemic issues affecting marginalized communities. Contaminated water and toxic air pollution reveal the harsh realities faced by residents, particularly in Black communities that bear the brunt of environmental hazards. Sugarcane burning in Florida's Everglades Agricultural Area, EAA, has raised significant concerns due to its impact on under-resourced communities. This practice involves setting fire to sugarcane fields before harvest, releasing smoke and ash that drift into nearby towns. Areas surrounding Lake Okeechobee, such as Pahokee, are particularly affected. Many residents in the predominantly Black Glades region suffer from respiratory illnesses, with some requiring nebulizers multiple times daily. They believe the smoke has caused or worsened their symptoms. Health concerns are substantial, with residents reporting ailments linked to smoke exposure. The fires emit dangerous pollutants, including benzene and formaldehyde, both known carcinogens. Benzene is linked to leukemia, while formaldehyde is associated with cancers of the nose and throat. The burning also releases particulate matter, especially PM2.5, which can penetrate deep into the lungs and enter the bloodstream, causing respiratory issues, cardiovascular diseases, and premature death. Dioxins, highly toxic pollutants, can cause reproductive and developmental problems and cancer. These pollutants contribute to high rates of respiratory illnesses in affected communities. The link between sugarcane smoke exposure and adverse health outcomes is well documented. Researchers use satellite sensors, ground monitoring, and 3D computer models to estimate exposure levels and examine mortality data. This scientific evidence supports residents' concerns about health consequences. The consistent exposure to harmful substances has led to a public health crisis in these communities. The situation in the EAA exemplifies environmental injustice, where predominantly minority communities bear a disproportionate burden of pollution. These communities often lack the political power and resources to advocate for their protection, frequently located near industrial operations that generate pollution. Historical discriminatory housing policies and economic marginalization have contributed to this unequal distribution of environmental hazards. Residents in predominantly minority municipalities have filed class action lawsuits against the sugar industry, alleging negligence and violations of environmental laws. They claim exposure to particulate matter and dioxins has caused significant harm. The legal framework surrounding environmental regulations is complex, often favoring industrial interests, making it difficult for affected communities to seek justice. Residents seek redress for health problems and diminished quality of life caused by burning practices. Industry supporters argue that halting the burning would threaten jobs and maintain compliance with existing air pollution laws, attributing public pressure to anti-farming activists. The economic importance of sugarcane farming is undeniable, providing employment and contributing to the local economy. However, this economic argument often clashes with health concerns. The debate presents a difficult choice between economic stability and public health. The environmental challenges faced by Florida communities are not unique, as instances of environmental racism are prevalent across the U.S. The water crisis in Flint, Michigan, is a stark example. In 2014, Flint switched its water source to the Flint River, leading to lead contamination that disproportionately affected its majority Black population. 12 people died after consuming untreated water. A settlement exceeding $600 million was reached, but residents still await payments, highlighting ongoing challenges in achieving justice. The water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi, also illustrates systemic neglect, with a population that is nearly 85.5% Black struggling with aging water infrastructure. In August 2022, the city's water system failed, leaving thousands without adequate water supply. Contamination issues, including E. coli traces, persist into 2024, demonstrating the need for significant investment in infrastructure. Addressing sugarcane burning and environmental injustices nationwide requires a multifaceted approach. Exploring viable alternatives to burning, such as mechanical harvesting, could reduce air pollution and health risks. Transitioning to such methods may require substantial investment and changes in agricultural practices. Copyright African Elements.